one to no one. I know how you feel. You've got your hunger and some problems that are real. And you're dealing with some demons who are driving you insane. And I seen them drag you screaming down the hallways of your brain. You got loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die. Let it ride in there. Let it run your life. Let it run your children off. Let it run your wife. Let it take the joy you love. Turn it to despair. You know you know better. You just don't care. Cause you got loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die. Number one, tangled up in two, while you were shining like the sun, with a pretty piece of hunger, who was younger than her eyes. I begin to wonder how it is you're still alive, cause you got loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die. Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die.
Oh, that's a real BS show.
Yeah, we're live.
Another, can you believe the weather? I mean, it's Mother Nature is just whacking us. Every week it's something different. Now we're covered with ice.
That's right.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It couldn't. It took me a half an hour to get the ice off my car window. And it was thick.
I was ice skating outside for a bit, too. Yeah, I was a little nervous walking out there.
Yeah, everything's covered with ice and trees. I mean, just kind of beautiful to look at, but man, oh man.
I didn't go out for 3 days.
Ooh.
So I can relate to that. I didn't want to go anywhere.
Oh, I don't either. I don't really, well, I'm here now, so
right.
It's too late now, but boy, oh boy, tree limbs are falling down everywhere, the smaller ones anyways.
Right.
I didn't see any big ones come down, but a lot of smaller ones hanging down, breaking off. Ooh, this is Mother Nature's really got a grip on us this year.
Yeah, we've had a few mild winters, and this one here
spoiled us. Yeah,
the snow's been staying too. That's the part that is interesting, because usually it melts away, and we really still have a lot of snowpack still.
Well, you guys up closer to Erie here is way more than what we have down
there,
but we still got it. It's there. It's everywhere. I mean, this morning was just unbelievable. I mean, my driveway is a quarter mile long, and that's just nothing but ice.
Oh, jeez.
I had to drive the tractor up and down a couple times with the grader on the back, you know, to dig into the ice. And
right.
Whew, What a mess. What a mess. It just doesn't get any better. Keeps getting crazier as we go here. What's next? You're going to have a tornado or something.
Right, right.
Ooh, geez. Black ice. Yeah, awful stuff. Oh, I don't know. Let's play some ice-covered music today.
Ice-covered music.
Yeah, music for ice-covered.
Right.
Stay home and sit by the fire. Ooh.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of good music for that kind of thing. You know, stay at home and stay warm and we got some Jason Isbell up. How about that?
I don't care. Yeah. So it's ice covered music.
Yeah.
So it'll play stuff that's not so popular that you don't hear everywhere.
Yeah. Less famous stuff. A little bit more.
What was that guy Brent Cobb.
Yeah, we got him too.
Yeah, so stuff like that.
He's got some good stuff. Or Tom Waits. You know,
what did we just hear? The Devil Makes Three.
Yeah, Devil Makes Three. There you go.
Jeez, I never heard of him before.
No.
Well, me and Steve are going to play that song.
Oh, dear.
Band. Yeah, the
really?
Too Dumb to Quit band. We're going to play that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name? Oh, Chase the Feeling. Yeah.
Chase the Feeling, yeah.
Yeah, you got loaded. Ain't you handsome when you're high? I guess the words kind of hooked us.
Right.
So, okay, let's do something, whatever you got there.
All right.
Not the long flowing dress that you're in, or the light coming off of your skin, the fragile heart you protected for so long, or the mercy in your sense of right and wrong. It's not your hand searching slow in the dark, or your nails leaving love's watermark. It's not the way you talk me off the roof. Your questions like directions to the truth. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. But one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. We were vampires and death was a joke. We'd go out on the sidewalk and smoke and laugh at all the lovers and their plans. I wouldn't feel the need to hold your hand. Maybe time running out is a gift. I'll work hard till the end of my shift. Give you every second I can find, and hope it isn't me who's left behind. It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be. One of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together. One day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone.
That's the Real BS Show.
You know, there's sometimes you get these artists that, you know, just hit the vibe. Sometimes, you know, I get in the mood and sometimes I just need a reminder of how precious life is, you know?
Well, a lot of it's the way it's produced and recorded. Right. You know, they really put their soul into it, you know, and,
right.
and make it really right instead of just blasting through it. And then the other half is the artist itself, you know.
Right, right.
Sometimes they don't just follow the three chords and out, boom.
It's also the lyrics, too, for
different.
Me. Yeah, it's the music, the lyrics, the way he writes. It's something about Jason Isbell that really hits home. He hits a chord with me. And I don't even have to agree with his politics. You know, the guy's got, he's hitting the nail of something with his music. That's what I'm trying to get at, you know. He strikes a chord with a lot of people.
You know, I much don't really care who does what. Just right. if I like it, I like it. If right. I don't, I don't. You know.
Right. It's just.
I guess it depends on the mood you're in, too.
Right. But for me, it's like, you know, he's singing about things that I feel sometimes, and then there's times he's written music where I never even thought of the thing he wrote about, what he's singing about, and so then I ponder on that a lot. You know, I think about that a lot. And this next one is one of those ones where I didn't even think of something of this concept he's singing about, but now it strikes a chord with me that's, whoa, you know, it's not depressing. It's actually, this song, next one is, to me, uplifting in a lot of ways, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what's coming, so yeah. You're going to shock me.
Yeah, yeah, it's 24 frames. That's the song.
Well, I don't care. I don't remember titles anyways. I don't remember anything anymore, seems like. I'm getting like Joe Biden. What's that, dementia or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, that's a scary thought, Bill.
Oof, boy. Yeah, well, hey, I'm catching up to him, you know.
You know, there's a thing with the DNA testing. I did that to test to see if I have any of the markers, and I'm at average risk. So that means it's, you know, possible. It's possible, but it's
we're
not.
We're probably all at that average risk.
But it's not like high. So at least I'm not like, okay, I'm definitely going to get it, but I could, you know. So.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know either at this point.
I don't care.
You know, so I'm okay with average risk. You know, low risk would have been better, but average is okay. I'm like a, you know, it's like a washing machine. There's a normal setting. It made me feel normal for once, Bill.
See, well. And it's worth your $2.95, whatever you spent to have it done.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a big game. Everybody's out to skin you.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like, you know, it just seems like it's just something awful.
There's a lot of that potential out there. You know, the people can scam you for these things. But, you know, there's some truth to it. You know, they you know, that there's some things you can look in there for that actually help you. Like, you know, like, let's say I have a higher risk of skin cancer and it's on my mother's side of the family, you know, that, so there's some benefit to knowing, you know, what you're potentially at risk for. I don't have any addiction. There's another one that was about addictions. You can find out if you have a higher risk for getting addicted to things. And I'm average on that as well. But I have a friend of mine that where he's really high. And so he has to be careful what he does, what kind of medications he takes.
What kind of alcohol he drinks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, because he has a higher risk for that, you know. So, but yeah, on that note, we can just we'll play.
Yeah, whatever you got coming up, let's do it.
Yeah.
This is how you make yourself vanish into nothing. And this is how you make yourself worthy of the love that she gave to you back when you didn't own a beautiful thing. And this is how you make yourself call your mother. And this is how you make yourself closer to your brother. Remember him back when he was small enough to help you sing. You thought God was an architect. Now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow. And everything you built, it's all for show, goes up in flames in 24 frames. see yourself floating on the ceiling, and this is how you help her when her heart stops beating. What happened to the party? This is how you talk to her when no one else is listening, and this is how you help her when the muse goes missing. You vanish so she can go drowning in a dream again. You thought God was an architect, now you know he's something like a pipe bomb ready to blow, and everything he built that's all.
Ice. Trying to free ourselves from ice.
Ice music.
You know, ice is going around there, Bill. Ice is everywhere.
Oh, that's awful. I got these cleats on my shoes, and boy, do they work. When my son first gave them to me, I thought it was kind of silly, but not anymore.
No.
Now I just slip and slide when I go into a store with a solid floor.
I
slip all over the place.
It's kind of like having horseshoes on, right?
Yeah, I feel like a football player with cleats, you know.
You're a soccer player, a football player.
I'll tell you what, when you're walking around the parking lot out there, you don't have to worry about falling on your head.
That's a serious thing, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
people all the time break a hip, and then how long are you going to be down?
Ooh.
That's a lot of surgery, a lot of pins, and a lot of...
It ain't one thing, it's something else, you know. Jeez, oh man.
You know, better safe than be sorry, you know. You're going to have to find out where you got those from so I get a pair. You know,
yeah, I'll ask him. I don't know where.
Because I need one, or get one for my son, because he's slipping
and
sliding.
Just look on Amazon. They got everything.
Yeah. They do.
Cleats for my shoes, and Amazon will fix you up.
You know.
What's this next guy? Tom Waits?
Yeah, Tom Waits, yeah.
Let's hear what he's got to do.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good songs. He kind of lost his vocal cords.
I never heard of him before, but
yeah, he's not your... Most people probably don't know about him, but I enjoy him. He's definitely out there. He's not your normal artist.
Well, that's what we're looking for: people that don't know him, and you can watch the ice melt while we listen to him.
He's kind of and I say this in a nice way. I'm not trying to be mean, but he's one that does not like the spotlight. He's actually a very, you know, he just like, here's my music, leave me alone.
That's Barry Sanders was like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Football player. Yeah.
Oh really? Very private.
Yeah. He didn't want nothing to do with the spotlight.
I think that's the right way of going about it. Cause,
yeah. You know, well, that's kind of the way I feel too. You know, that's why I play bass. I don't play lead guitar.
Right. But you know, there's other artists out there I know that do not like the spotlight, and there's something about that, you know. We have inside of us, we kind of want to know what's going on with them, but then really, no, let them be mysterious, let them do their thing. But him, yeah, he does not like the spotlight, but he puts out some good music once in a while, you know.
Well, let's find out.
Makes me
BS show? How come I always say the real BS show?
Yeah, we had to, you know, we went through a stage where we were the BS show, then now we're the real BS show. And,
well, that was because of the
thing, yeah.
Domain name.
Yeah.
Somebody else stole the BS show.
They had some rude stuff on theirs. We're just the Bill and Seth show. That's what the BS stands for. We're not showing anything else.
Well, let's hear that same guy again. You got another song by him?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that? No,
we got two more of his.
People might get tired of us talking.
You want to do two in a row?
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Two in a row. That way you don't have to fall asleep to us blabbering, our lips flapping.
So we'll Tom Waits you in a bit.
Yeah, we'll see you in a bit.
Baby,
I ready? Yeah, I guess I am ready.
We are ready, ready, yeah. ready.
I'm BS ready.
Yeah, there was no waiting on that with Tom Waits.
Tom Waits. All right, who's the next guy we got?
Brent Cobb.
Brent Cobb, never heard of
him. He's a newer artist. He's been around for about 8-10 years.
Is it ice music?
I would say so. He has a little bit different, he's not your normal artist, and he's up there with the writing skills, I think.
All right, well.
Some good chill music. You can just relax by the fire.
So the Beatles don't have to worry about anything?
No.
Yeah.
No. Jeez. Not anytime soon. I mean, Michael Jackson owns all the Beatles music. Did you know that? He's dead now, but his estate owns it.
Jeez. I don't know.
That's something I was interested in.
Well, half of the Beatles are dead, aren't they?
Yeah.
Boy, a lot of people died. It seems to be dying all the time.
Yeah, it was, what was that, Chris?
Christopherson.
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds, all these different people that I just, they died and they didn't even tell me. They just slipped off and I didn't even know it.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds had that big mustache. I remember that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of women liked him.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Sally Fields didn't like him.
Oh, yeah.
That was his co-star all the time.
She was a hottie. I'll admit, she was a gorgeous woman back in the day. You know,
she was a good actor. I think. I don't know. Yeah. What do I know?
Yeah. Well, you probably watched more of her movies than I did.
I've seen a couple of them. Absence of Malice was a good one.
Oh yeah.
Paul Newman. Smoking a Bandit and all that kind of crap, you know.
Yeah. I forgot that she was in that one.
Boss Hogg and all that stuff. Huh. Jeez. Hey, people buy it.
Yeah.
You suck it up. So, that's all you need.
Right.
They buy it, you make money.
Right.
Do some more. Okay, well, let's. What do we got? Same guy again?
No, this is Brent Cobb.
Cobb.
Yeah, he's right. Other artist that
Something
we have.
Different, but ice, kind of good ice music.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to him.
And nothing to lose, I'm lost. but I don't want to be found. The info me could be coming real soon. I'd like a glass of tea mixed with a sassafras root and a real high ground. Oh, Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sin away. Oh, Black Creek, take me to that place. Wash my sin away. Won't you wash my sin away?
All right, Bill. That was Brent Cobb, Black Creek.
Excellent, excellent.
Talking about ice and stuff.
A no-name kind of performer.
Yeah. Talking about ice, when you were younger, doing the paper routes and stuff that you did, did you ever have a winter like this?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, they were harsh and not cold, super cold.
Windy.
Oh, I don't, it was in Waterford, so there's lots of snow.
Right.
And it was day after day. There was no days off.
Right.
No, wait a minute, Christmas Day was the only day off.
Yeah. Right.
How I got through 4 years of that, I'll never know. I never had the right kind of clothes. I always had the barn boots and froze my feet every day.
Right, jeez, right.
Oh, man. Had to be nuts.
That's something that I will admit that is the hard part is if you don't have the right gear, it sucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I never realized it, you know. And
same here. I didn't realize it. There's a lot of years when I was younger, when I was hunting at a young age, I'd freeze my butt off. You know, we had barn boots and just cotton socks, and that sweats up, and then you get your feet freeze. And now it's like I wear wool or a pack of socks, and it makes a world of difference. And I buy insulated boots.
I got some socks for Christmas. Summer gave me two pair of socks, and I don't know what they are, but man, are they soft and warm?
Oh,
just beautiful. I don't take them off. I just I don't change them.
I just
keep them on. No, I got two pairs, so I take one off and get it washed and while I wear the other one. But man, are they nice.
It does make a world of difference if you have the right socks. I will admit, I can't, like, in the wintertime, I'm wearing wool socks all the time or alpaca socks because I hate my feet being cold. I can't stand it.
Well, my fingers are the things. I can't get them warm at all. I go out and load wood and trailers and stuff. Boy, every time I freeze my fingers off.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially the one that I got chopped off, you know, that they sewed back on.
Right.
That one gets cold right away.
Especially on the tip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to find a right pair of gloves for that. That's why I got those leather ones, the rawhide ones, because the only downside is if you get them wet, then that becomes a problem. But, man,
those still get cold on me. I wear inserts inside of them, and it helps, but
they
still get, my fingers get cold.
Right.
I tried mittens and big fluffy things, and
nothing
works.
Nothing, no.
So I don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I got those hand warmers things. You take them out of the package and they get warm.
Right.
But it heats up your palm and doesn't do anything for your fingers.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'll just go to Florida for 2 months and then come back in March or something.
Hey, St. Augustine is a very warm place and beautiful place to go right now. And heck, if you go to Titusville, Florida, you know.
Watch the rockets shoot up.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful there. Yeah. I want to go back down there and watch the rockets go shoot off. I mean, it's.
I had a wood call from a Titusville, Florida. He didn't realize it was Titusville, Pennsylvania.
Right, right, right.
I said, "Well, I could deliver it to you, but you ain't gonna like the delivery charge." Whew. And then he figured it out.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, anyways, let's. Who's the next guy?
Same guy, Brent Cobb.
Oh, okay. Well, let's
see. He
did good the first time. We'll see how he does the second time.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Take it away, Seth.
Post for as I can tell,
gotta be some behind me, Lord, 'cause I feel I'm doing well. I ain't been staying up late, I'm making folks wait like I done before, for me to get on track, make up for what I lack. Black crow, I ain't a joke. Home, what's a man to do when he ain't got no dough? And his door's been kicked in by the damn tax man 2 days ago. Well, he gets a case of the blues, wants to break all the rules, so he pulls out his gun. Corner store's a good aim to make a little change, but it's a shame to blame some innocent.
Quick ending there.
That's right.
Woke me up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little still icy out there. It's warming up, though. It's really warming up.
It's clear up to 38 or something.
Heat wave.
Ah, it's terrible. Terrible.
You know, Bill's cleats worked really well. He didn't slip out there, and I almost did.
I wrote a letter to my congressman telling him he's got to stop this weather.
Yeah, get more global warming.
Yeah, we need more global warming, yeah.
That's actually one of the things I keep on writing about, saying that the northern states, people are going to start moving back to the northern states if the southern states get extremely warm and hot. So it will become unbearable to live in the south. And then people want to live up here, so stay away.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know. Just got to be out away from the cities. That's all I know.
Yeah, I agree with that, you know. If society was to ever collapse, you wouldn't want to be near a city.
You know, Will, the garage guy down there, that's renting Chris's garage, he's he went to Florida for a week.
Uh-huh.
Sarasota, I think it was. And he's telling me how crazy everything is.
Yeah.
And there's so many people, and there's so, and he's, to him, the people were really stupid.
Uh-huh.
You know, they acted so stupid.
Right.
He couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. And I says, well, you just got to stay away from them places, you know, where there's a whole bunch of people and everybody's living off the government.
Right.
Whew, terrible, terrible.
There's a difference in Florida. When I was in Jacksonville, and people wouldn't use turning signals there at all. And that, you know, that's like a minor thing. But when there's like four lanes going one direction and they merge in front of you without looking and just pull right in through and there's cars flying through, it's nerve-wracking to see that. Because out here, you
it's
know.
It's like nobody cares. Yeah. You know, it's just, so what?
You know, to me, I'm like, I was on defensive mode because, you know, the whole time I was driving down there, because
you wonder why insurance is so high.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Jeez, oh man.
That's a thing too about it in Florida is they besides car insurance, you got a housing insurance. There's they can't get insured too well there.
Well, between the insurance and the property taxes,
yeah,
it's more than the mortgage payment.
Right, right. Yeah,
every month. I mean, it's outrageous when you're paying $30,000 a year for home insurance.
Right.
And $30,000 a year for taxes?
Right. Ooh. Oh, easily.
What in the world is going on?
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy. It's highway robbery is what it is, and people are paying it. I think a lot of people are leaving Florida. There's
yeah.
a lot of Canadians going back home.
Canadians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing with California. A lot of people are leaving California because of the high taxes and
well, that's
the bureaucracy.
That's the ultimate there. That's the highest there is.
A lot of them are going to Texas and southern states, and so it's interesting seeing the move, I guess. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is now getting people to start coming back. There's people coming back to Pennsylvania.
Oh, no.
Just letting you know, it's actually, it used to be we were losing people more and more, but the latest figures that I read about a couple weeks ago said that more people are coming back now. So
maybe this cold winter will shoo them away.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's the only good thing about winter. It shoos people away.
I seen that an interesting increase of people that were not originally from Erie asking questions on forums saying, how much snow does Erie normally get? And they're thinking about moving here. And I was like, boy, you don't begin to know. We're an anomaly in this region. We get a lot of snow. And what do you say? What is it about like past... Where's the snow really kind of cut off going south of like Union City?
Well, you get past Summit, it cuts down quite a bit. Once you get past Union City, you go to Centerville, it's a lot less.
Oh, really?
Oh, oh, yeah.
Never paid attention.
You get over that Summit, and then it starts tapering off quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I never paid attention where the actual cutoff was. I know Candle Lake gets a lot of snow, but really... You know, Union City, we get dumped on here. A lot of snow.
Waterford's awful. Summit's awful up there in Northeast. And not terrible. It's terrible.
And, you know, you go to Meadville, for instance, they don't get as much snow there, but they get some.
Oh, no. Well, I'll tell you one thing, though, is that the highway department really does a good job on the roads.
Oh, really?
Even the townships. I mean,
in Crawford County?
Plum Township, they do a wonderful job. Hmm. It's unbelievable. I mean, they throw a lot of anti-skid and that kind of stuff on the dirt roads in front of people's driveways.
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah, they're really good at it. They're really sharp, and every morning they're out there. Yeah,
it's a good thing because you know you factor in if we didn't have all that here. You know, you look what happened in New Orleans. They had 6 inches of snow and it just shut down the whole city.
Oh, I
you know.
Know
it was six I, or eight
I lived
inches.
In Alabama for 4 years, and it was just a little bit of snow, and it just crushed everything. Just everybody went bananas. I mean, it's just unreal.
Yeah. I remember one time I was in
They didn't have salt to throw around or you know, anti-skid or any of that stuff. You know, they didn't even have snow plows.
Right, right.
So what the heck?
I was in Virginia one time, and there was a lady that was working at the hotel and just kept on warning, like, oh, be careful out there. It's really dangerous. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she goes, oh, it snowed. And I look outside. I'm like, There's no snow in Dayton.
You got an inch of snow, and they think it's the end of the world.
And I'm like, I'm from Pennsylvania. You know, I know I'm used to driving in the snow, and it's like everybody was going like 15 miles per hour, and then there was me going 45 in a 55 because, you know, they didn't plow or anything, but it was still drivable, you know. I had snow tires on.
Pretty wild.
Just crazy, you know. People are funny.
Well, on that happy note, let's do another song, and then we'll come back and say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah, Down in the Gully.
Down in the Gully, that's the name of the song?
Yeah, by Brent Cobb.
Oh, okay. I'm all ears.
Well, my granddaddy was a good man, no matter what the papers say. He worked till he bled for everything he had, brought us up to do the same. One afternoon in June, they had us working just like a couple mules. My cousin and me were 20 feet deep and covered in red mud clay. Well, we ran pout from the creek bed through the woods to the old gray shack. It was worth the trouble to work them shovels for granddaddy's sour mustache. All the weeds and pecan trees had a secret we all swore to keep. Well, my granddaddy knew what the law would do if they ever come snooping round back. Lord, I'm down in the gully where the creek is high. Lord, I'm down in the gully where without money you can't buy nothing, and nothing is a damned old shame. When you're in the hole, you sell your soul for running water instead of rain. Where the hills were filled with the smell of cash, cooking in that copper steel. Everybody knew where to get their brew, and that made our family name. Lord, I'm down in the gully where the creek is high. Lord, I'm down in the gully where old little moonshine. The years and laws passed by. They couldn't keep the county dry. One night the sheriff went to looking for the man who was cooking that bootleg moonshine. He called the press and he brought his best to tear our old shack down. But when they went full of stash, my granddaddy laughed. Well, the shack was a pump house. Lord, I'm down in the gully where the creek is high. Lord, I'm down in the gully where
this is the Real BS Show.
Yeah, coming down to the end of another ugly day.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. That's all I can think about is the weather is just ugly, ugly, ugly. And it gets worse. Every time you look out the window, it's something else is going on crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew. All that ice this morning was just, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
All the ice falling down from buildings and stuff, you know, out in the, you know, it's just a lot of risk out there.
Yeah, gigantic ice, big ice blocks that fell off the houses over here in the alley.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, if somebody had been walking through that, it'd have been, there might be somebody under there. I don't know. I mean, whew, boy.
Right. Yeah,
amazing.
You never know. You never know.
That's a lot of heat going up through the roof causing that, you know.
Yeah. Some of these buildings are, you know, probably close to 200 years old. I mean, that's not really that old, but still, that's old for around here, you know?
That's old for me.
You know? So it's understandable. A lot of the roofs need redone, you know? Insulation.
Well, yeah, insulation. And I don't know. But it's just amazing. Just amazing. Mother Nature, I tell you what, she's got the upper hand. I don't care where you are.
Yeah, yeah. You look at nature and see it's trying to fight back. It'll fight back and find little nooks and crannies to fit into and just tear apart. So cement.
You think you got it all under control, boom, something happens.
Right, right. It's the truth.
I mean, this year, my driveway was so icy and so thick with ice. Mm. I've never seen it like that. Never.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that when going around, that a lot of people have that problem. I, myself, my own driveway is all solid ice, and I've tried everything to prevent it, you know, added salt and everything, and it didn't help. So, yeah, adding things to stop the skid and, you know, slipping and stuff is important, but I've seen everywhere, everybody's having problems with that. They have thick ice on their driveways and everywhere.
Just drive down the road and look at everybody's driveway. They're all covered with ice, every one of them.
Yeah. I wonder how many people got injured from that. I wonder if there's a statistic for that in this region.
I bet the hospital's business has been up a little bit.
Yeah. Had to have. My son was the one. I had to take him to the ER because he slipped and fell and landed on his wrist, and that's the wrist he got hurt before. And we thought it was a break. So they did an X-ray and found it was just a severe sprain, but he's doing better. It sucks.
Tell him to wear a helmet.
Yeah, wear a bubble wrap,
elbow pads, and all that stuff.
Just crazy. So,
Is this the last song?
That's the last one.
Okay, this is a good one. I like the way this was done. I don't know who did it. I don't know.
Brent Cobb.
Who?
Brent Cobb.
Same guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't look like him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, but it just the way he put it together, it's just a really neat recording.
Yeah.
Really nice production there. So, Brent Cobb, let's see. Well, he can finish it out. Folks, be careful out there. I tell you, that black ice is nothing to fool with.
That's the truth.
You know, I don't know what you can do about it, but just be careful. I mean, geez, stay in the house. Throw wood in the fire or something.
Right.
And we'll see y'all next week, hopefully.
Yeah.
Unless there's a hurricane or a tornado or something.
Right.
You never know what's coming. I mean, geez. Okay, we'll see y'all next week. See ya, Seth.
See ya.
Okay.
People asked too many times in the past, man, why do you do the work that you do? Don't you ever worry, the means won't lead to an end, and you'll be stuck broke, lonesome, and blue. Now, I ain't the kind of going messing folks' minds, I don't intend to be offended too easily. Instead, I grit and I grin, I tell them, here's a true friend, I only do the sort of work that pleases me. Let me lay it on you like this. There ain't a road too long. Sometimes it's tough going on. Takes all I got to, not just give it a rest. But it ain't as hard as it seems, keeping a grip on a dream. I mean, I know I'm overflowingly blessed. With the support of a wife, I thank God for my life and all my lucky stars above. I try to focus on the moment and mostly get emotions like happy, gratitude, and love. So listen to me. There ain't a road too